the one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio. You're listening to the Wrestling Call-In Show with William Morgan. Call 706-993-4606. This is Rant EM Radio.
Hello, 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 and welcome to this special edition of the Wrestling Call-In Show. I am your host, Mr. William D. Morgan, and I have my co-host on the line with me, Big Tone. Big Tone, say what's up?
Reach for the sky, boys. What's going on?
There you go, there you go. You guys can call into the show, 706-993-4606, 706-993-4606. What you can get for, you can get on the show, Twitter, at Wrestling Call-In, Facebook, under the Wrestling Call-In Show. Email the show, twcis999@gmail.com. You can also search for us on SoundCloud and TuneIn Radio. All right. Big Tone, first things first. Let's go ahead and talk about this Night of Champions. What did you think about that card? Good parts, bad parts? What did you think?
Yeah, I give it a B-. The reason why I say that is, one, the belly finish. That was crap. The Kevin Owens match, that was pretty good. I can't fight on that. They played that one really good. Mm-hmm. Cena's match, hey, he broke out. He broke it. They don't call him Big Match John for nothing. Mm-hmm. Sting, I don't know what happened with that one. Sting should have went over, but he did say he was there to put the Young Dads over, so put him over. And the ending. Now that was dumb as hell. I'll be honest, that was dumb as hell.
I do agree. It made no sense.
No, it didn't. Why would you bring him back now? I would have waited until Monday night. Mm-hmm. Let him surprise. But why bring him back then? That was stupid.
Yeah. I thought it was too. Let's go over the result very, very quickly. We can get into it as we go with the results. Cosmic Wasteland, Cody Rhodes,
the Doofus. We can put him in the realm of the clowns now.
Yeah, he's the realm of the clowns. Cosmic Wasteland defeated the Lucha Dragons and Neville. Kevin Owens wins the IC title. He defeated Ryback. Looks like
good match.
Looks like he's gonna Kevin Owens gonna have his time to shine for sure now.
Yeah, he's got the IC belt, so yeah, it's his time. I don't know why they didn't give him the U.S. title. Mm-hmm. I guess they wanted to wait and see first how it really goes, how he can handle it, right. And give him the IC belt. Then probably move him, step him up. Then after that, he can go for the big belt. Probably about 3-4 years.
Yeah.
Or until Joe decided to come on, they decided to break Joe up.
Yeah.
One of the two.
Indeed. I'm not going to sit here and say hurry and bring Joe up, but yeah, hurry and bring Joe up.
Yeah, they do. They need to hurry and bring Joe up. Yes, they did.
Hurry and bring Joe up.
Yeah.
Dolph Ziggler defeats Rusev.
And? And? That storyline's getting boring.
Let me ask. Can you just end it now? Can we end this now?
They're talking about putting Lana and Russo back together. Why?
Can we just end
it? In the storyline, yes, but leave it the way it is. Do not put them two back together. Yeah, stupid.
Yeah. Let me take this since you've got such a huge build with those two apart. Charlotte defeats Nikki Bella to win the Divas title.
What did I say? What did I say?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't I say it?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't I say it?
Mm-hmm.
I said it. She's not going to lose that belt until Cena loses his, but he gained his back.
Right.
Same night she lost hers. But I told you this, months ago?
Well, in the news tonight, we'll get into a little bit more of that Divas title and what some of the things on the horizon are coming up for it. The
Dudley Sasha Banks going to beat her head in.
The Dudley Boys defeat the New Day by DQ. New Day retain the tag titles. I knew that was going to happen.
Hilarious. That was stupid. That was real stupid. The way they lost, that was dumb. Come on now. They're going to lose like that. Really?
But I was just happy that the New Day won. You know what I'm saying? Because it makes no sense for the Dudley Boys. I mean, if you want to give them that one last title run, fine, I get it. But it just seems to me...
Not yet.
But it just makes more sense to me for the Dudley Boys to be putting the younger guys over.
Of course. That's what they intend to do. You don't let it play out for a while. That's smart business. Let it play out for a while. Then when they get bored, okay, give them their last run. Then give it back to either the primetime players... Or the Dudleys, or back to the New Day, and instead of making the Freebird rule, just use two of them this time and go on.
Yeah, I do like though the trombone.
No.
No.
No. No. No. No. It reminds me of the early 80s. Come on now, no. Be real.
Man, let's move on to the next match. The Wyatt family defeat Roman Reigns, Dean Ambrose, and their mystery partner ended up being Y2J, Chris Jericho.
Why? That's all the question I ask. Why?
I wondered that too, because when he came out, I was just thinking to myself. Strowman's gonna throw you around too.
Really?
He's gonna throw you around.
Why
too.
I would have had Dave Bautista come back for one match.
Right.
Have that match, win, and go on back and do Spectre.
Yeah.
But Y2J and his small. Why? He's a glory hog. Come on now.
But I guess.
They're saying that they're trying to make a program between him and Dean Ambrose? Why?
That makes no sense. You have two faces.
Alright.
No sense at all. we'll see what happens. I was disappointed. Roman Reigns didn't turn heel. It looked like for a split second he was going to do it, but he didn't. That was the thing that really disappointed me.
If he would have turned heel now, then what would he do with Dean Ambrose?
Well, you can have him if you keep Dean Ambrose face. I'm trying to think, him and Kevin Owens.
No.
No?
Well, no. That'll be okay.
That wouldn't be bad. It wouldn't necessarily be the best program in the world, but it'd be alright. John Cena defeats Seth Rollins to win the United States Championship.
For the fifth time. Like that was a foregone conclusion. Like that was a foregone. I know you didn't make that bet again, did you?
No, never ever. Never ever.
Because last time you bet against him, you had to wear his stuff for a week.
I had to wear his stuff for a week. Never ever ever. No. The only good part that helped me with that, I didn't have to do the Susan Kamen pink. So I didn't have to do that. That's the only thing that saved me. Because if that would have been it, if I would have had to wear that, then definitely that bet would have been reneged on. Last but not least, the dumbest ending. Seth Rollins defeats Sting to retain the world title.
What did they say? What, he busted his neck up or what?
Here's the thing that gets me. First of all, That
powerbomb was nothing. He took a bigger bump from the giant and Flair and everybody, and he gets hurt with that.
Yeah.
Gonna.
And then in the match itself, that when he put him in the Scorpion Deathlock, what the heck was that? He didn't even get it all the way down on it.
Exactly. Like, what the hell? Come on now. This thing's slipping. Well, but he said he was here just to put the young guys over. That's all.
Yeah, but I don't know. It seems to me if he would have won that world title, that would have cemented a lot of things for a lot of people. He definitely would have been in the Hall of Fame at that point.
Oh, he's gone regardless. Well, but, you know that.
But he would have. But that would have like cemented him in, because all he needed was one run, and that one run could have been 3 or 4 months, and that would have been it.
Yeah, but who? If they would have put the belt on Sting, who would he go against?
I mean,
the dream match with him and Taker. Come on now, because they got Taker and Brock at Hell in a Cell.
No. There's some rumors about that. We'll get into later. But if you would have put the belt on Sting, not yet, Sheamus. Because Sheamus money.
I wouldn't put it back on. I wouldn't put it back on the White Wonder anyway.
I wouldn't, but he's part of the Breakfast Club, so I think at some point they would. At some point. I don't want to see it either, but I think at some point they would put it on him. But you can have him, and you can have him, Seth Rollins, do a rematch. My point is, we need to do everything in our power to keep John Cena away from that belt.
You know that's not going to happen.
Keep him away. Far, far, far away.
You know that's not going to happen.
Brother can dream, can't he?
Inevitably, if it's not after 32, it's going to be probably, I say, SummerSlam or the King of the Ring of 16. They put it back on him.
Yeah, they're going to do it one more just so he'll get the record. Just so he'll get the record.
They're going to put it back on him. Come on now. You know that's going to happen.
And then once they put it back on that one time, I think he'll do that run, and then I think he'll roll.
He should.
Yeah. Get that last match, get the record, roll out. Sting injury update. His neck is not broken, according to the MRIs. There's no fractures in the neck. However, WWE had concerns of a spinal injury, and Sting could have wrestled his last match.
Do you believe that?
I know if I was a performer, I would not want to go out like that. I would do everything in my power to get one more match and right that wrong, because that was a wrong.
Is it a work? Is it a shoot? I think it's a work.
I think it's a work, too. I think it's a work to give Sting that time off.
Of course.
And that way fans can't...
You probably won't see him until 32.
Yep. Sting is hurt. You're not going to see him until that point. But overall, it was a good pay-per-view, I thought, up until that last match.
B minus.
Yeah. You're about a B minus. All right, let's get into some of the news of the week. Also, we're going to do a quick little Raw review. Vince McMahon freaking out over the decline in WB TV ratings. May make a big change to get things back on track, and I'll for it and keep that in mind. We'll go back to it a little later, because there's a rumor saying what he's actually going to do to get things back on track. So just wait for that. It's going to make things a little bit interesting. And we have a WWE diva that is running her mouth. Cameron says that she and Paige have legit heat, and that she, Natalya, and Emma are the forgotten ones. She is also saying that she should be on Team Bad, not Tamina.
I agree.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with Tamina?
You know how she... With everything going on with her daddy, come on now.
So you think that they should just give her some, you know, just take her off TV, take off TV altogether, or...?
No, until for a minute. Not altogether. I say just let her go out for a couple months, then let her come back. Write her off. Any way they decide they want to do it, write her off.
Right.
And let her go handle that with her dad, then come back. Mm. That's all.
Paige turns heel on Raw and hits everybody with a so-called pipe bomb.
Come on now. Really? Really? And you didn't see that coming?
If you would have... I was in the chat, and if you go back and see what I said in the chat when Charlotte won, I said right there in the chat.
I saw it.
Need to go in and attack her right now. Go ahead and start spreading these little factions out, getting rid of these factions and make these girls more individual personalities. Because I do want to see Becky Lynch get a run. I do want to see Naomi get a run. I think it's a damn shame Naomi can't get a run.
Yeah, she should have had a run a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
Just before, right after AJ Lee left. Well, no. When they first turned her, they should have gave her that shot.
Right.
But they didn't. They wanted to put it on Paige. They wanted to put it back on Paige and put it on Nikki for some unknown reason, which I think is stupid still. But that's what they wanted to do. So now they think the division is garbage because they left it on her too long because she wanted to be AJ Lee's title run, which at that particular moment, she was the best one that they had. And that was the way they did it. Now that they put it on Charlotte, that's what. Now that they got Charlotte in there, mm-hmm. that's Flair's daughter,
mm-hmm.
and they're gonna try to run her through. They're gonna try to run her through the ringer like they did her daddy. They're gonna try to.
Yeah.
I don't think they will do it. I don't think Rick will let them. But I don't think they're gonna do it.
My issue with Charlotte is she's greatly improved as a wrestler compared to what she was when she first got to NXT.
But oh yeah, she's 100% better.
100% better than when she was there before. My only issue with Charlotte,
she can't talk for shit.
And to me, it's like she has no personality.
She's like her daddy.
But at least Flair could talk. At least Ric Flair was a showman. It's like Charlotte never inherited that. You know, it's like Charlotte never ever inherited that part of it. So we'll see what she does with that title run. It may be a moot point anyway if the rumors are true, and we'll get to those in a minute. There's been a new match.
Told you.
There's been a new match added to NXT TakeOver. It's going to be
cool.
Apollo Crews versus Tyler Breeze.
Ooh, I want to see that one.
Yeah, me too. I want to see that too. Should be a good one. Right now, that's going to be a good match. The Dusty Rhodes Chutter Man is still going to continue. The mechanic's going to be there, but there's no team that the team they're facing is going to be announced. Baron Corbin and Rhino. That's going to be an interesting team.
It's always been gone. Go ahead, I'm listening.
That's going to be an interesting team with Baron Corbin and Rhino. You may see a few out of those two before it's said and done. They don't have a team to go against yet either, so all these teams are to be announced. But we do know the other match that's going to be a part of that. It's going to be Bayley versus Sasha Banks in a 30-minute Iron Woman match. I sort of kind of feel sorry for Sasha. She ain't going to stand a chance, man.
Well, not with Natty coming back now, no.
And the way that they got Bayley marketed up or lifted up right now, she's so popular. She's like the female Cena.
That was Nikki, but until she lost that belt.
Now Bayley's gonna be in that role.
That was stupid. I'm serious. You see how much stuff Cena goes through. Why would you want to put that on her? And she's new to the business, even though she's been in for a while. Mm-hmm. But she doesn't know that she doesn't know that WWE politics like everybody else does.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they want to subject her to that?
Yeah.
They're going to burn her out real quick.
Mm-hmm.
They're straight going to burn her out before she even gets her shot to go to the big show.
It is a feel-good story, though. But my issue is, you can burn Bayley out before we ever get the horse running. We can burn her out before we even get that.
Of course, bless but you can't. You'll never get the original ones until Tess Blanchard gets there.
Yeah.
If Tess don't get there, they better not even think about calling out the horse woman. Because it wouldn't make sense.
The This is going to make it run. Butcher de Rio, Alberto El Patron, says that he hasn't confirmed if he will be a part of the second season of Lucha Underground as of yet. The man know he needs to sign. Come on, man.
Just stay down there where you are, relax, and chill. Unless you decide you want to go back to the E and deal with them. Until then, stay there, stay where you are down here in AAA and play with Ray Ray.
Hey, Ray Ray.
And y'all do what you do. But the rumor was that another rumor was that Ray was going back to WWE.
Man, nobody wants to see that.
No. No, I don't think he's going to be wrestling. I think he's going to be in the, like Mark Henry went over to India as a
ambassador.
Spokesperson. Yeah. Ambassador. That's what he's going to do.
Okay. We sort of got hit on this last night during the rant. Look, I get what these older wrestlers are doing. They're putting the younger talent over. I get that. I understand that. But at the same point,
Don't go out looking stupid.
Thank you. Phil brought up 50-50 booking. Can Mark Henry get 25-75? Can he win like every fourth match or something? Get the man something.
They should have gave him the run when he beat Cena.
Right.
When he busted Cena up that Monday night, they should have put the bell on him, let him have his run as the big dog, and call it a day. That makes his career look like it was nothing.
Right.
He was just a jobber, and they just used him up.
Mm-hmm.
He had the U.S. title. When he was with the Nation, he did some things with the Nation, which was good. But after that, come on now.
Yeah. That was my thing. You know, every time you see him, he's just jobbing. Can he get one? Can he win one?
Yeah, give him one. Or two.
Man, you need one or
two. Put like your boy R-Truth.
Yeah. They let him win something occasional.
They're doing him the Rockstar Spud. They're giving him the Rockstar Spud looking stuff, man. Come on now.
And speaking of Rockstar Spud, I got a question.
No, he should not win it. Don't even think about it. I'd rather have EC3 sucks more. But I'd rather have EC3 keeper than Rockstar Spud. Don't ever put a brick in that position ever again.
I got to get on Tony C for a second because Tony C says EC3 is the real world champion. I got a question. How many times has EC3 gone up against Rockstar Spud?
22 times.
25 times. If you're the real world champion, you ain't got nobody else to fight?
Exactly. And that was with Mr. Druggy back. What else do you think will happen? They got him. They got him as his mouthpiece now. Tyus is his the dancing hippo is his bodyguard, and they got Mr. Druggy as his mouthpiece.
Dancing hippo.
That's what he looks like. Come on now,
yeah,
don't tell me I'm lying.
He lied. You tell the absolute truth. Oh man, the absolute truth. Go ahead and knock this out the way, too. Gail Kim wins the TNA Knockouts title.
For what, the 36th time?
You know what that is, I think? I think it's...
They tired of Taryn Terrell.
Tired of her. But I think it's more of a tribute to Gail, because, you know, Gail did so much for him.
That's true.
That whole Knockouts division was based off the stuff she did with Kong.
Yeah, and they need to give Kong her run.
Yeah, she needs another one too. She needs another
one. And that one was the one she had was shortened because she got pregnant.
Mm-hmm. They need to give her another one too. But again, congratulations to Gail Kim. Anybody that takes that belt from Brooke Tessmacher, it's all good.
She's good with me.
Good.
As long as that other clown we hate the most doesn't with six belts doesn't get it, I'm happy.
You know what? If memory serves, I gotta go back and look. I think she lost two of them.
How
I gotta go back and look. I think she lost it. The last picture she sent was the last picture she sent, I think it was on Twitter. She only had 4. Tony C, what's up, man?
Man, I'm laying in my bed by the cold of the night. Got the old ass on me out on the
Hollywood.
What hey. Up, Tony?
What's going on, bro?
I'm just asking a question.
No, let me ask you a question.
Real talk.
True.
How many times has EC3 defended his title won?
You beat the same person?
Don't matter. At least he's winning.
He doesn't have on his resume beating Sting like Magnus does as a champ.
Oh,
cause Sting gone. He died. Sting dodged that bullet. We'll give him that. But I'm just saying, at least he ain't going out there getting beat clean on show after show after show. So
that's true.
I'm just saying. Don't you dare.
He done beat Rockstar. I mean, he done fought it Rockstar matter. 30 times.
The key word in that phrase, beat. Has he lost?
No. He hasn't lost.
And at least he ain't got to fight. At least he ain't getting drugged to hell by Abyss. So there you go. Like some people.
Well, what, I'd rather be drugged to hell than fight a half pint.
For the 27th time.
Well, he getting beat. Well, one champion get beat by Cena for the 25th time. So what you saying?
Oh, that's true. Yeah, okay. I'll give you that one.
The word
on the internet is I got a inside source. Big Phil said that Dean Ambrose gonna beat that champion clean on SmackDown.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. I know where you got that from. I got the same info. I know what he's talking about.
So there goes another L for the week. How many is this shame?
Pastor Sadell, what's up? We got Pastor Dell in the chat, by the way. Pastor, what's up?
I just called in to say my client, EC3, is one of the real world champions, him and Jay Lethal. If you're not Jay Lethal or EC3,
one of the two I'll give you credit with.
You got to give me credit on both, because they both defend their title and they win.
I'll give you Jay Lethal. EC3, it ain't happening. Sorry. Nope.
So you gonna respect Seth Rollins jobbing out of here?
Don't nobody respect that.
What I'm saying to you, game recognize game, man. When you the champ, you don't get beat.
But let me ask you a question. Doesn't your streak? I'm gonna put it to you straight and plain. You fight the same person 24/7. At some point, you gonna get called out to the carpet on that.
But at least he winning though.
So you'd rather fight the same person 25 times
and beat it at 25 times? At least he look like a strong champion. Look, I bet a TNA championship.
You can't firm with that one.
Can't do that.
Let me ask you this question. Right now, which belt means more in their company, the TNA championship or the WWE title? Don't worry, I wait.
Well, of course, because the ship is sinking on one. Of course, that was going to be meaning a lot. Well, no, it won't. I take that statement back. Never mind.
You can say what?
I mean, even Chris Jericho, when he was a unified champion, looked good.
Yeah, he did.
The number one belt, and I'm going to say this, and then I'm going to rest my nerves. The number one belt in that company is the U.S. title. It's been proven. And Seth Rollins can go play in traffic, okay? Because EC3 will come over there right now, and they better respect TNA. The TNA title, because he ain't get beat every week. Clean.
No shenanigans. No shenanigans.
Clean.
No shenanigans. No. I still say he's garbage. I don't care what anybody say. He's garbage. I'm sorry.
Okay, Big Tone, real quick before you go. Before you get
Who's garbage? Wait a minute. Who's garbage?
He threw his garbage.
Yes, he is.
Big Tone, if he garbage, then why he winning? Why he ain't
Who else they got? Who else they got?
They got plenty of people.
Please. Everybody else is going to GWF. Come on now.
Pastor Sadell says if he's the real champ, then he said he the number one contender.
Thank you.
Who's the number one contender?
Pastor Sadell said if EC3's the real champ, then he's the number one contender.
Why so? He could be the number one contender in WWE. They give title shots.
Lord, so.
I mean, don't try to downplay EC3 title. Don't do that. That man go out there. He beat who they put in front of him. Can Seth Rollins say the same thing? No. And Pastor, you can go. The WWE title is a mid card title. Go right ahead. Go ahead.
The way they book it, you got a point. The way they book it right now, it looks like a big card title.
Mid card champion.
Yeah.
So there you go. EC3 is the face of his company. Don't worry, I'll wait.
I just think that it's so wrong.
No, EC3, I'm going to say this, and I got to check. EC3. Can you say he is the face of TNA, correct?
Yes. He's the only face of TNA.
By default.
That's the only reason why.
By default.
He's the face of it.
By default.
Thank you. It ain't by default because there's other people there too. They could have put the strap on. They put it on him. Okay. This guy over here in this company, is he the face of the company? Treat this man like a job. Go ahead. They might as well give him a record belt to hold up his pants.
Oh,
all he got, so it don't mean nothing.
That's cold. But no, the only reason why EC3 is there right now is because they gave him the Goldberg treatment.
And no, I guess
yes.
Because if TNA was booking EC3 like this, y'all would be crapping on it all day. EC3, look at it. He's losing to this person. He's losing to that. His title reign don't mean jack.
Here's the thing that gets me, though.
I'm just saying, the way he's looking, when is the last time EC3 lost? He ain't lost since he's been there. He's got the Goldberg treatment.
And that's how a champion's supposed to be.
But let me ask you this. But let me ask you this. Okay, it's mighty funny you put the bet on him, but look who ain't there. Magnus ain't there. Austin Aries ain't there. Bobby Roode ain't there. People that can make him legitimate.
That's why I'd rather do what Seth Rollins is, even though he's a weak champion. I'd rather do that than wrestle the same guy 25 times.
That's an understatement.
The understatement.
He might as well be going out there on WCW Nitro every other week.
Well, put him on Saturday. Put him on the Power Hour or something.
Yeah, he ain't no different than Scotty Riggs, somebody like that. Ice Train back in the day. He lose every other week.
No, he didn't say Scotty Riggs.
Yeah, he did. He said Scotty Riggs.
He lose on TV and win at a pay per view. You go 0-4 every month, all week, all month long, then you pull it out at the pay per view. Okay. In this pay-per-view, you lost at the pay-per-view. So what?
Yeah.
So what you saying? Leave EC3 alone, man. He over there doing his thing. Y'all talk WWE and leave him alone, okay? Because Seth Rollins is not in his league, as Ric Flair used to say. He's not in my league, pal. Okay?
Of course. Everybody can tell you that. They both deserve to be in the same league because they both can't draw shit.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. At least he's a legitimate champion, okay? He ain't going out there getting beat clean by the mid-card champion.
Legitimate champion of what?
Look, Ryback beat their champion and lost his belt. Really?
That is true. That
you
is
beat
true.
The world champion, but you can't beat the number one contender for your own belt. Really?
That is true.
That is really?
True. That is true. Because he did beat Seth on Raw.
Clean.
And then go turn around and lose to Kevin Owens at the pay-per-view.
That's okay, point.
His name ain't even Seth Rollins no more. It's just Mr. Clean. Now, Clean. Gristle. Call him Gristle. He's clean.
Clean as
gristle.
Clean and smooth, boy.
Smooth as a newborn baby butt. But listen, I just had to call in and say, you can't compare the lead EC3 alone. Okay, and let Seth Rollins stay over there and keep jobbing with his mid-card world title.
I'll say this. If you do get the druggie versus EC3, and EC3 beat the druggie for whatever it's worth.
I'll say EC3 is back. If he does that, if they book that, and right. EC3 wins clean,
right. It's going to happen.
His props. There you go.
I'll give him his props.
But then again, you can also
okay.
say, but
okay,
fellas,
I can respect that. So
fellas,
once he beat Jeff Hardy, you'll be a believer.
Right.
Okay.
That's his most.
He
beat Jeff clean. I'll give. He beat Jeff clean. I'll give him his props.
You know he's gonna beat him
because that'll be his most legit win.
He ain't losing though. That's the thing.
Unless you want to play.
And you know what the sad part is? He can, you know, EC3 can lose the Rockstar Spud 5 times, 6 times. He still ain't caught so real. His title reigns.
As long as. You can play devil's advocate if he does win. You can play devil's advocate because if he beats Jeff Hardy, you can just say he beat Jeff Hardy because the Hardy boys are going back to WWE. Which I don't think
don't
is true.
Matter.
Which I don't think is true.
True.
I don't think it's
they
true.
It don't matter. You beat him. Don't be trying to sully EC. Man, see, y'all trying to sully EC3 title. Don't do that.
That's why
you gotta praise. You gotta recognize greatness. If Seth Rollins
greatness.
Was undefeated, we'll be praising
that. EC3 greatness.
Job.
The man.
Okay.
EC3 greatness. The man washed out of NXT.
Listen, it don't matter what he washed out of. He ain't going out there every week, every other week on TNA Pro. And losing to the Legends champion, and then come back and losing again. No, that's what he do. So we gonna end this by saying, EC3, leave him alone. He's the real world champion. Will and ride him. I'll ride on they big card. Okay.
We'll leave him alone for right now. We'll see what he does.
Please leave him alone
we'll
for right
now. We'll see what he does. We see what he does. Pastor Sadell
talk
says,
about.
Pastor Sadell did say he's a legitimate champion in an illegitimate organization.
An illegitimate? What? Wait a minute.
A legitimate this, champion
okay,
in an illegitimate
trying
organization.
To get fired up. If they're an illegitimate organization, why did WWE still in their storylines then?
He's got a point.
Yeah, you're right about that.
He's got a point.
Yeah, he's got a point about that.
Answer me that, pal. Pastor, put that answer in the chat room and let Will read about it.
He's got a point on that one.
All this stuff y'all said about TNA, they sure doing a whole lot of it in WWE. So I'm just saying.
He's got a legit point about that
he
one.
He does. He does. He really does.
And TNA ain't never devalued their world heavyweight title or mid-card title.
They did give him that promo he did cut on Kurt Angle. I got to give him props for that, though.
Yeah, he got props on that. Surfer, how you doing, man?
Trying to get some sleep.
Oh, nah, I know I got to go to sleep now. I'm going to leave y'all with this. Hell no. I'll be up all night. I got to go. Yeah. I talk
what?
To y'all this week.
Wait,
I'm
what?
Go.
You gonna walk out of like that? Like that? Like that?
So he said he had to go.
That's the way you wanna play it now?
He said he had to go.
You throwing our friendship out the window?
He gone, dog. Oh, my
God. I ain't throwing the friendship out the window, surfer. I just got to go. I ain't gonna argue with you about this.
I'm not gonna argue. See, first of all, I called in to complain that I'm trying to get some sleep, and y'all talking about wrestling on the air. I mean, like, what is up with that? But You know, you would be like that.
Special.
You treat me like that. Yeah. I see where you, my vision ain't blurry. Okay, I see where you're coming from. Got you.
I'm going to watch. I DVR'd Empire. I got to go watch Empire.
Don't take the knife out of my back before you go to sleep, man.
You don't got no knife in your back. It just leaves you alone, and I'll be all right.
I ain't calling to argue with you. You know, you got a man crush on EC3. Hey, you know.
Kevin Randy Bowles.
Real world.
I don't judge. You know.
You got to judge. I know you ain't talking about nobody. I ain't even going to go there, man. I'm gone.
I don't have a man crush on anybody, okay?
Did you just say that?
So look at him. Runaway Tony C.
Oh, oh, call it a man out. Oh man, call you out on the air.
You see how he is, though. Okay, remember that. I'm gonna wait and be patient. I'm gonna wait and wait.
Call him out.
Wait as long as I have to wait.
Oh man, call him out.
So it's forgotten. I'm gonna wait until he's not looking, and then the revenge will come.
The Revenge of Surfer. Revenge of Surfer. All right, let's get into this.
So, William, how'd you doing fantasy football?
I did pretty good. I beat Big Tone this week.
Again.
I'm 2-0 this week. I'm 2-0 so far.
Oh, man. Well, you hadn't had to pick up anybody?
Yeah, I've had to pick up some people.
Yeah, I gotta redo the whole lineup because I've been getting my head kicked in for the last 2 weeks.
Well, I had to change the roster limitations since people's quarterbacks are getting hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Change it so you can carry 3 quarterbacks on your team now.
Oh, cool.
Cool.
That way you don't have to drop a guy if he's only going to be out for part of the season.
We got you. Appreciate that. Appreciate that as always.
Appreciate that. Man.
Helps out big time. Tank Abbott is in the news. Says he can beat Ronda Rousey, and after that, she will make him a sandwich. This man is 68 years old. Why is he talking trash?
Who?
Tank Abbott.
That's wild.
He says he can beat Ronda Rousey, and then afterwards, she will make him a sandwich.
Dude, you believe that? I got a bridge to sell you in Brooklyn.
Do you think she know how to make a good sandwich?
It has a mute point. Ronda knock his old ass out.
I didn't realize Tank Abbott was that old.
Yeah, he is old, man. That dude is old and trying not to be forgotten, but listening to him. Kurt Angle made a statement upon his brother's arrest. I'm quite sure you guys heard the story. His brother is being got arrested for the so-called murder of his wife. Kurt Angle issued this statement. He says, "This has been a very trying time for everyone in my family. We ask that you respect our privacy to mourn our loss. I love my family very much, and I will support them everywhere I can. Thank you." This has got to just pile on what Kurt's already going through. And the dude just went through neck surgery. His career is done. Does this hurt Angle's legacy at all?
No.
Nah. That happened. That has not actually, just because that's his brother, it has nothing to do with him. It has nothing to do with him, even though that's family.
Right.
In the ring, impeccable. Out the ring, except for his DUIs,
yeah,
and him hitting nose candy a couple times. It's all great.
Don't forget the roids.
Yes, those two. But I will give Kurt Angle credit. His taste in women is just amazing. Have you seen?
I can't front on that one. No, you cannot front on that.
Oh my gosh! Oh my goodness! His choice in women is impeccable. Hey, there you go, Kurt. I cannot front you on that at all. Beautiful woman, beautiful woman.
Can't hate on the man for that one.
Mm-mm, no, sir. already said that about it before. Gail Kim won a TNA Knockouts title. She'll probably end up leaving that company as the last champion. Former TNA Knockouts, Sarah Stock. She was known as Dark Angel down in CMLL. She's leaving that company. She's been with them for about a decade. She's going to NXT to join Sarah Del Rey as a trainer. So WWE getting another strong trainer. So hopefully, again, those women hitting the main roster, they should be up to speed and ready to go. Should be up to speed and ready to go. The New Day is in the news saying that they will get Sasha Banks a title shot. What are you gonna do to get Sasha Banks a title shot?
Shoot, Charlotte to get that first. She'll get that first shot against Charlotte and take Charlotte's head off. How long it's gonna take?
I don't think Charlotte's run to be very long. I just got a feeling it won't be long.
Nah, they just did that just because her daddy was there, and his daddy's 16, so they gotta give her one from one generation to the next, from father to daughter. Mm-hmm. Come on now, feel good story. Yeah. Excuse me, because like we said earlier, she's come from garbage to now. Mm-hmm. So we gotta give her credit.
Are you guys tired of seeing Flair in the ring with her?
Mm-hmm.
I'm tired of seeing Flair in the ring. Every time she does something, there's Ric Flair. Damn, really?
I understand he's a proud daddy, but no. Come on now. All that's not necessary.
Yeah. It really isn't. The story we talked about earlier, Vince panicking over in the ratings. They're going to do something about that. The October 19th show of Raw, which is the take-home show to Hell in a Cell, is going to have some very high-powered superstars. Taker, Brock Lesnar, Stone Cold Steve Austin, Shawn Michaels, and Ric Flair have all been announced for that show.
What's that in the background?
Can I see you in the car?
I think Vince is going to come out and do something crazy. I really do. I think Vince is going to come out and do something off the wall, and the Mr. McMahon character is going to be reborn. For some unknown reason, I just feel it.
Wow. Yeah, we haven't seen him in a long time.
And every time he's on TV, the ratings spike because they know how he can get. What do you expect? What do you think?
Also earlier, what I told you, the second part of one rumor, and this is why I say Lesnar versus Taker Hell in a Cell is not going to matter. Unless Vince changes his mind, Lesnar versus Taker is no longer the plan for Mania 32. The actual match that we're going to be getting, and this is just rumor, is going to be Brock versus The Rock, which is something that WWE's wanted to put together for a long time.
No. It's going to be Taker and Brock in the cell.
You don't want to see Brock versus The Rock?
Nope. Nope.
Why?
I want to see him against Roman Reigns. Mm-hmm. I'd rather see him against Roman Reigns.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask Surfer. Surfer, do you want to see a hero, The Rock versus Brock Lesnar?
If The Rock wins, sure. I make you cry.
Make him cry.
Like that's not happening. You know it. Come on now.
Rumor: Charlotte's first title defense will be against Nikki Bella and Paige at Hell in a Cell.
Oh Jesus!
That's the rumor.
Okay. Hey. Let me roll out, fellas. I gotta get up and go to work in the morning myself.
All right, man.
But the wife is looking at me like I'm crazy. So you know how it go.
Do your thing, man.
All right, man. I'll holler at you guys next week. All right, appreciate
man.
You. All right, we'll reach for the sky, boys. Reach for the sky. All right,
guys.
All right, man.
I ain't gonna give you but so many more minutes myself, man.
Yeah, I'm off. About to wrap this thing up in a minute here.
Fire away. What you wanna ask me?
All right. Let's go ahead and finish up with a few things real quick, and then we'll roll out of here for the night. Can Kane thrive with this dual personality angle that they stole from TNA?
Yeah, it depends on what the end game is.
At least Kane is a better actor than the guy playing the Viz. Or is that debatable?
It may be. Yeah, Kane, you know. I don't have a problem with Kane either way. You know, just don't drag it out too long. I mean, fuck with Seth Rollins for now, and then keep Kane either one way or another.
Right. WWE, are they still missing a boat with Cesaro, even though you see him and Cena being buddies, being pals in the gym, places like that? Are they still missing a boat with Cesaro?
I can't answer that. I mean, I know a lot of people want to see him take a step up, but, you know, he's a mid-carder.
Right.
And when he goes up against the top tier, he loses.
We'll see what they do. We'll see what they do.
I mean, you don't hear about the Cesaro section no more.
That's true. That's so true. Last question. We're rolling out of here for the night, about 12 midnight. Randy Orton, is he being wasted in that current feud with the Wyatts?
What else you got for him?
Gotta give him something to do, huh?
Yeah. I mean, you want him to go after Seth Rollins some again?
Nah, man. Not really. Not really. And we're finished up. Last rumor: WWE could be releasing a Eric Bischoff DVD set in 2016. Those are the last of the rumors, last of the questions. Passes this. Wasn't the Abyss gimmick stolen from WWE in the first place?
Well, Abyss is, you know, a Mankind knockoff, and everybody's a Mankind knockoff if you view the monster wearing a mask, so.
Right. All right, very, very quickly, let's go ahead and run down these shows, and we'll go ahead and get on out of here for the night. We'll go ahead and say it right now. Thanks to the chat room for being here tonight. I do appreciate you guys being here on a Wednesday night. I know it's kind of tough to hang in there. Everybody got to go to work in the morning, so I thank y'all for being here. Surfer, thank you for calling in. Big Tone, thank you for calling in. Tony C, thank you for calling in, even though I ain't down with
EC3. Like a little coward.
I ain't down with EC3 like you are, but thank you for calling in, sir. Very quickly, let's go ahead and run down the shows. Join Tony C and my good friend Double A live every Tuesday on The Rant at 8 p.m., followed up by Freaks and FM Geeks with my brother Lee Champion and Rage right after The Rant at 11 p.m. Rant and Wrestling every Thursday at 9 p.m. Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Philly Phil Raya every Friday at 9 p.m. Wrestling Collins Show, not this Saturday, but next Saturday, will be back to its normal day and time, Saturday at 11 p.m. And you can also join Surfer every Sunday at 5 p.m. for the What Are You Reading comic book show. Any final thoughts about anything you've seen this week in wrestling, man?
I'm sad about Stinger, you know?
Yeah.
Got stung in the neck.
Stung in the neck.
I was just reading a thing about how the future's unknown.
Yeah, it's jacked up, man.
We'll be 2-2 in the 8.
Yeah. I think that hopefully he can come back, give us one more match, and bow looking strong. Because I know I wouldn't want to go out with that match being ended the way that it did. So hopefully he'll come back, be strong, and we go from there. All right, guys. I want to thank everybody for joining me today. Thank you to all the callers. Thank you to everybody in the chat room. I'll see you guys next Saturday at 11 p.m. Eastern. Take care, Surfer. I appreciate you, man.
All righty.
All right, man.
Welcome to the bank, where you deposit young money and you get cash money. She the boss. And live from the vault. It's Bus of Us.
Yeah. Swag mania, pop the ghost most. Carry the most beautiful with us happily toast. Keep the faculty close. Gross when we give them a dose. Got MOD and leaning in each coast. Scenery froze. Take notes. Rock boats. Diamonds that fit us. Chanel mention the winner. Who with us? We coming to give them the shivers. Water we flow. Spilling like rivers. Flooding the street. Hoping the swimmers moving gorillas. King Kong's Godzilla's when we roll up. Seat filling. Get up when I show up.
Please don't throw up. Hold your liquor, girl, up. If you're robbing, we gon' show you how to blow up. Thank your lucky stars, as the rap's all tucked in. My bite like a rantin' to my chagrin. You never win, model thin, walking, cracking your shin. She gives in every time that I spin. Square up, bow down to the kings of the hall. We way gon' talk while we ball, so what's cracking with y'all?
Native New Yorker, the slick talker, keep in order. Call a reporter, stepping like British walkers. Legendary swag fluent, see the influence, see how we do it. Get them into it steadily, got them stupid, so undisputed. Act full, back tool, till they pop off. Police crowd up the street, blocking them off, locking them off. Got these wildin' while I signal my soldiers. Bossing it up, maintaining composure, stand on the sofa. 30 bottles, 20 waitresses, bring them over. See how we light up, call a promoter. Tell that, bring the bag, better hurry up with it and count the money up proper. Cause you can get it, you can get it, you can get it, you can get it.
Yeah. I feel good, don't it? I feel good, don't it? Hey, I wanna let y'all know. Hey, I wanna let y'all know. This Jeezy. And you listening to Q-Tip. Set them up, stiletto up, saddle up and let's go. Good times, only difference making it dope. Chatter is up, peep the way we batter it up. On top of the mountain, folding the ladder up. You're dead and done, rip up your paper cause your status is none. Transfix on the sphinx of the page. Whether chopper or gauge, you're just a single cause you wouldn't engage. Turned up with the script on the cup, you keep the goblins with us.
See how we push, sometime my mind forget cough. Beat him in the head, boop-a-dee-dee-bop, zippity-boof. Beat him in the head again, stop killing me, wolf. Wop, beat him till he drop, piggity-poof. Oxy and me, he don't want no problem with... Let's get to drinking, poison our livers. Damn it, we sinners. When me and Abstract together, see we deliver. She got me touching it, f***ing all on my fingers. Damn it, we winners. Pillars of this rap, homie, they know. Kill everything till it's time for me to go. That's when I bomb it with a blowin' and a black and get a little bit dummy. The microphone is bleeding, you should take it from me.
Incredibly, we do it in the resume. The music, I tune it, YouTube it. It can never ever be refuted. It's gnarly for n***s and naughty for ninas and ballerinas, ballers and in between is blatant non-believers and overachievers kicking it in. Pele Adidas, drink gallons of liters. All of you must reconcile a leader. She's begging to eat us and her man's attitude defeaters, but never a scandal because me and Bus, we prone to handle it, gentlemen.
Not to mention me veterans, say can need me some medicine. For our black, you should get off my premises. Better fly, you pelican, idiot. But then again, you need a suit for your funeral measurements. See, we doing it effortless. It's never getting no better than this. Giving you that you miss a better preference. Watch me turn them to skeletons. See how I come and bring out the betterness. Thomas with it, I rep the foreverness. Flying United Emirates. Size private plane, that kind of etiquette. Purchasing diamonds, handle them delicate. Now you need you a better ref. You can peep us regulate and see we all in this like we ain't never left.